From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump promised new support for the Iranian people on Wednesday, even as Iran's state media reported that tens of thousands of pro-government demonstrators staged rallies across the country after days of anti-government protests. In a Twitter comment, the president said, "Such respect for the people of Iran as they try to take back their corrupt government. You will see great support from the United States at the appropriate time." It's not immediately clear what assistance Trump had in mind. Somali government officials say al-Shabaab militants have executed five men accused of spying for the Somali government and for Kenyan and Ethiopian forces. VOA Somali service reporter Mohammed Olan Hassan reports.
The five men were publicly executed by a firing squad in the town of Kuntuare in Lower Shabelle region. Aden Omar, a district commissioner of nearby Barawa, said the men, innocent civilians, were buried in an open ground in Kuntuare town late Tuesday, and a firing squad carried out the execution.
Omar also told VOA Somali that 500 residents watched the executions. They were the first carried out by al-Shabaab in the new year. And police in Peru say the death toll from an accident involving a passenger bus that went over a steep cliff near the capital Lima has now climbed to 48. Police say the bus, carrying 50 passengers, was hit by a trailer truck Tuesday and skidded off the road and over a cliff down to the edge of the Pacific Ocean. The accident happened at a dangerous turn in the road known as the Devil's Curve. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington.